This is a presentation of Dawnforge Productions.
You're listening to All Things Azeroth, episode 545. No more run! Today's sponsor is Doghouse Systems. Get great computers made by gamers for gamers at doghousesystems.com and use the code BACON for a 120GB solid-state drive in addition to the default 1TB hard drive. Today's show is also brought to you by Audible. Get a free audiobook download at bit.ly/ATA2017. That's bit.ly/ATA2017. Over 180,000 titles to choose from for your iPod or MP3 player.
Coming all the way from the exotic land known as Canada, buckle in for another episode of All Things Azeroth. Now presenting your hosts, the always stalwart and honorable Medros, a master of the fell and commander of demons, Fandeth, and everybody's favorite meat shield. Wait, meat shield? Who wrote this? I am not a tank. Ahem. The ever boastful warrior, Toasty, bringing you your news from the World of Warcraft. This is All Things Azeroth.
So, first thing, exotic land of Canada? Really? And do remember to bring some bacon to Seraphis.
I mean, that's a given. I'm pretty sure I'd be ritually killed if I did not bring him some bacon. Specifically, you know, not the Canadian bacon version. He has many thoughts on that bacon. I think I'll be bringing him the traditional American bacon.
Well played. Well played. And welcome back to All Things Azeroth, your World of Warcraft podcast. With me, as you can hear, is Toasty.
First of all, I just want to say that intro has been around since shortly after I joined the show, and you're just now picking out the exotic land of Canada bit.
Oh no! It's always gotten to me. It's just I didn't really feel like bringing it up until now because I'm lazy.
That's fair. At least you can own up to that.
Absolutely, I totally will own up to that fact.
All right.
And here in the left or in the background, you can hear Fandeth. How you doing, Fan?
Hi, I'm wonderful. How you doing this fabulous week?
My back's a bit sore, but I'll survive.
You're not playing hockey, are you?
No.
That's good.
It'd be rather amusing if I played hockey.
Would it?
Yeah.
Amusing or impressive? I'd be pretty impressed if I played hockey.
Well, I mean, if you videotaped it and put it to some really, like, slapstick comedy-type music, I'm sure it'd be very impressive how many times I could fall in the span of a minute.
Like slapstick comedy, right now I'm picturing, you know, that very British music where they're chasing each other through the halls and they're going through different
yes. notes? Yes. Exactly.
Okay.
Yep. You know, get back up, fall back down. See how long it takes me to break a bone?
Oh, don't do that. That would be very nice.
This just reminded me of this video project I had in high school. We had meant to make a super serious video, like of a guy being chased around the place, but we couldn't pull off the shots that we wanted to, and it all ended up just looking really stupid. So we made our entire video project a blooper reel.
Nice.
It included one guy trying to launch himself, like, he jumped up and kind of kicked his leg out to try to push off from the wall, but instead he hit a urinal and kind of face planted.
Oh my.
Good job.
Yeah.
Special.
That was definitely not me.
It was. Do you have video of this?
Not anymore. It's long gone.
So it was you.
No, I said it definitely was not me. You're not listening.
Yeah. But you said it in such a way that it sounded like it absolutely most definitely was you.
Yes, but you have no proof of that.
You see, there's a saying, about protesting too much.
It doesn't matter whether or not I'm protesting too much. What matters is you don't have any proof. The burden of proof is on you guys if you so choose to do so.
So what you're saying is nobody could go through perhaps your Facebook follower list or perhaps your Twitter list and find people you used to go to school with who would perhaps have knowledge of this and could provide, you know, testimony on such a instance? Nobody could do that, right?
Well, they could do that, but I have an extensive friends list.
Yeah, I mean, in the time.
And it helps that of the four people that were in my group at the time, none of them have their high school list. They have my high school listed as the graduating high school.
Hmm.
Because they never graduated from that high school. They ended up transferring. So it'd be very difficult, is all I'm saying. But it doesn't matter, because it definitely wasn't me.
Okay, well, we will just have to not believe you.
All right.
Yeah, don't believe you at all. Sorry.
That's your prerogative.
How about you start by telling us about your week?
My week? Yeah. My week was
in
fantastic up until yesterday. Yesterday sucked.
But what was second about yesterday?
Nashville sucked about yesterday.
Well, how did Nashville suck? I hear they won.
Yeah, that's why they suck.
Oh, who are they playing again?
They played the Blues, and the Blues are out now.
And now the Blues have the Blues.
See, I'm hearing, when you say Nashville sucks, I'm hearing Nashville's good, and it sucks because they knocked the Blues out of the playoffs.
Nope, they still suck.
Okay, then.
All right. My week in WoW, however, was significantly better.
Yay!
Because I finally hit that ahead-of-the-curve achievement. So I finally got Gul'dan down, and I contributed. I went over my checked my WoW stats, and it was actually, you know, really good for a change.
Nice.
My range uptime was great. I was using all my stuff efficiently, actually getting all the cast stuff that I needed to get off. It was fantastic. It was great. I mean, I got no gear. Like, absolutely zero. I'm talking 4 bonus rolls. And what totaled to 20 bosses, because we did heroic and normal, and I got no gear, but I got a lot of artifact power. Really, the highlight was just getting ahead of the curve and not having to buy my way through the last 12% like I did the last time I got it.
Yeah, but that was for a moose.
That's true. Was there ahead of the curve for Emerald Nightmare?
Oh wait, Emerald Nightmare?
Yeah.
Yes.
Oh, then never mind. This is the second time I've done it.
Because every instance or raid will have ahead of the curve, so Helya would have had it as well.
Yeah, I never got Helya. I'm pretty sure I've only killed her on normal.
Yeah.
Never got around to doing her on heroic. But whatever. The important part is I got it done this time.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I'm sitting at a healthy 900 item level. I think I'm all set before Tomb of Sargeras comes out. Still gonna raid. Gotta get the AP.
Yeah.
But yeah, I got all that. I got all that done. So I decided to actually spend some time leveling up my Disc Priest, which has made significantly easier because we can fly now. Except I ran 3 dungeons total on my priest, and all 3 of them were terrible. Oh. Like, there's people who are just, you know, you'll run into instances where it's a new tank or whatever, and they may not be doing things correctly, and that's fine. I get that. I'm a new healer. I'm messing stuff up all the time. You know, almost letting DPS die because I just completely tunneled on a tank or something like that. No. This tank, after much pleading for him to not skip trash, continued to skip trash and get himself killed as a result. And then the hunter in the group, because of course it was a hunter, seeing that the tank died, I know he saw him because he called him out on it, continued to pull the boss anyway. The first boss in Naltharian's Lair. Or Naltharian's Lair. Right after you jump into the pool.
Yeah.
So, tank dies, hunter calls him out, and pulls the boss, and then the Death Knight popped his water walking ability.
Oh.
As I was jumping down. So you know where that ended. So they were without a tank and a healer. the blood DK managed to keep the DK in the group managed to keep himself alive until I could run back. It was just a whole thing, and it stayed that way for the whole dungeon.
So, pro tip, when you're jumping off of any ledge that will take you into water, and you're with somebody that has a water walking ability, always tilt your camera down so that you actually jump into the water instead of on the water.
Mm-hmm.
I learned that in...
What, TOC?
Probably. It was probably even before that, but in TOC, it happened every week. Somebody did water walking and killed somebody like that because they weren't paying attention.
Yeah, and I'm usually pretty good at it. I was just... I don't know why I didn't do it that time. Probably because I couldn't believe the hunter pulled.
Never trust anyone.
Especially hunters.
That's true. Well, the DK did the water walking, so
yeah,
he's just as much to blame.
Yeah, literally the only decent player in that group was our rogue. The rogue was doing what he needed to be doing. Yeah, and that was just one group. I had a bunch of other terrible group experiences, but not as bad as that one particular instance. I don't know. I don't wish that on anybody. That was a terrible slog. I think it ended up taking us about 40 minutes to run through it all.
That's unfortunate.
Yeah.
I guess the normals are at that point now where it's just people are going in there and they're not really sure what they're doing and they don't really care.
Yeah.
They watch people doing heroics and mythics, mostly mythics, and how they can skip things. So it's like, oh, I can do that too.
And the thing I don't understand about skipping in normal is that's experience you're skipping out on. All you're doing right now is trying to rush through it so you can continue your leveling experience so you can get to 110 faster. You know what's going to help you get to 110 faster?
Killing
stuff.
Yeah.
So if anybody out there is one of those guys who is trying to level up another character and running through normals in an attempt to, you know, add to their experience pool, don't skip trash. That is... Why? Why? That's all I have to say about that. Man, people in the guild are not going to leave me alone about that. I know that now. I said the words, and now I know when the show comes out, they're going to remind me that I said it.
They wouldn't do that.
Oh, no, they do it constantly.
I think Drell might be in the chat room, too, so...
Is he? Oh, he's not listening. All right. Good. We'll hear it later, though. Anyway, that was my week. How was your week? Both of you. Fight over who goes first.
Ben, how about you?
I don't remember a whole bunch about it. I mean, the Gul'dan kill was very nice. Tons of AP. I think I might have gotten one or two items. I definitely gave Junks a couple items, or at least one item, that I didn't need, that I got from our personal loot. Played some Diablo. I'm crazy addicted to that. I leveled to 70 on the seasonal character and hit 100 Paragon on that character just today. What else? But no, WoW was pretty slow for me this week, I think. I don't even remember.
You are not sure?
Nope. I played on Tuesday. That's all I really remember. I did not do a mythic this week, which is sad. I should maybe do that after the show tonight. How about you, Medros? How was your week in WoW?
Mine was pretty good. Got another character up to max level. My second paladin. So I'm really happy with that. And got another legendary. The second one I've gotten from the invasion bags. So I was really happy about that. The Legion Recompense, I think they're called. Got a drinking horn cover from my monk. And he already had the training for the second legendary. So that was awesome. Could equip that right away. Didn't do too much else. Was out of town this weekend, so not a lot of WoW playing this weekend, but
yeah, it was pretty cool. Got a bit of gear upgrades here and there, and overall enjoyed the week in WoW. So yeah, that's kind of about it. Not a lot of news, not a lot of activity, just some really basic stuff. Just doing my daily stuff and keeping my characters in materials. I did auction some stuff off for my characters, because a lot of them had high-end mats that they'll probably never use, like Fel Hides and Infernal Brimstone. I don't imagine any of my characters will ever use that stuff, so I don't really feel the need to keep that around. Also, the Obliterum that I get on all my characters once they hit level 110, I decided to sell some of those off as well, just to make some gold. And I've discovered that I really, really like the invasions, because those things make you a lot of XP on a character that's not like max level. I did two invasions. I got my paladin from late 107 to 110, so that was a pretty sweet level experience there. And that also helped them, the characters that the paladin I was on, helped me get the character a little bit of order hall resources, so he's not starting out at 110 virtually starved of them. And I think I'll probably do the same thing with my other characters, my second monk and my second druid, because it's a really fortuitous option. So definitely worth keeping track of that option for future as well. But that's about it. Really enjoyed the elite quests, elite missions on my characters. I had two of them that maxed out, that did all three of them. So much better this time around than it was last time.
I just want to bring up one quick thing. I couldn't help but notice how very casual you were about mentioning your second legendary and your monk. And it just amazes me how much our attitude has changed towards legendaries over this expansion.
Before getting, yeah, I agree with that.
Yeah, legendaries, you know, it was a big deal. You know, I grinded, I did all this work, I finally got it. Now I just think, oh yeah, I got another one. Or in Warwick's case, I got my 13th one.
Yeah, I was going to say, don't you know somebody that has like 15 of them already?
13. At least that's the last time she's updated me on that. It may have changed. But yeah, it's you know, people were often, when this system came out, then people were saying that it felt like it was becoming more like Diablo. And in the case of the attitude towards legendaries, yeah, especially looking at everybody's attitude towards it now, I can definitely see why they would say that. You know, legendaries in Diablo, you know, they're a lot easier to come by. And I feel like everybody's attitude is kind of shifting towards that, where, yeah, we may not be able to equip them all the time, but hey, look at this nice collection of oranges I have. That's great. I'm not going to do anything with them, but look at them.
Yeah, no, I totally agree.
Yeah, it's a bit of a glut of gear.
They're not... I mean, I don't even know, like, everybody gets artifacts, too.
Next expansion, we need to have artifacts be equal to legendaries now, and then we'll need something even better next expansion.
Like,
well, they're not even equal, like, everybody gets one.
I know somebody who does not have one. Well, they've been in 110 for several months, and they don't have one yet.
Well, you don't know them. You're talking about Double Agent, right?
No.
Oh.
No, I have a friend who's been 110 for like two and a half months around there. Okay. And they don't have a legendary. They have not gotten a single legendary.
Oh, I thought you said artifact.
Oh, no, sorry.
That's what I was talking about. Like,
yeah, sorry.
Everybody gets an artifact, at least one, unless they are Double Agent and didn't leave the island.
Yeah, then he still has his artifact weapons. His heirloom weapons.
Yeah.
Yeah, no, I don't know if he's that crazy. Sorry.
Okay, I'm sorry. I misunderstood that for a second there.
I think Erlina's still missing out on legendaries, if I'm not mistaken. I know she was prior to her internet problems.
But Erlina's not 110 yet, right?
I think she is. Feel like she is.
Oh, legendary. Oh my god. My brain is not working. It's not listening, not hearing things properly. Sorry.
Alright.
My bad. I hear legendary and I think artifact. Everybody has one.
even your artifact, you get a 100. That had nothing to do with being 110.
I know.
Come on, man. Come on.
Sorry. I'm going back to sleep now.
Nope, not allowed.
Yes, allowed.
Must do a podcast.
No. Okay, sure.
And you want and you think you can, after you have the baby in the house, you're gonna have the ability to podcasting?
Oh man! Are you gonna go on mat leave for paternal leave for the podcast after the baby?
Nope, I am not.
I meant for the podcast, not work.
Yeah, nope, I am not.
All right,
podcast is easy to do. Just have to take a couple notes and talk about things that I know and love, or sometimes don't necessarily love.
But you're aware of them.
Yes.
We'll just install a mute button. Instead of cough, it'll be a little baby.
Yeah.
So when you hear the baby start to wail, just mute immediately.
Yeah. Well, I mean, you guys hear when the cat decides that he wants to come chat with me, so I'm sure it won't be much different.
Fair enough. But yeah, my week didn't have a lot in it, but I feel like I did basic stuff that needed to get done, so that's important. But let's talk about our first sponsor, shall we?
Okay. So our first sponsor tonight is Doghouse Systems, where you can find some pretty great computers made by gamers for gamers. Their website is doghousesystems.com, and use the code BACON, you get a 120GB solid-state drive in addition to their default 1TB hard drive. So if you need a new computer, definitely go check out doghousesystems.com and see what they can offer you, and I'm sure you'd be more than satisfied with it. And we thank them for sponsoring us.
Indeed. Alright, so what's coming up with this weekend? WoW?
Well, it's May. It's the first full week of May, so the Darkmoon Fair is currently on. That is running from this past Sunday, May 7th, all the way through Saturday, May 13th. The special event this week is the Legion Dungeon event. That's going to run from the 9th to the 15th. And we have a micro holiday this week as well called the Spring Balloon Festival, and that's going to be from May 10th to the 13th.
Cool. Have you guys gone over to the fair?
Not yet, no. I keep forgetting about it, honestly. And I really should go, because rep buff.
Yeah. I haven't gone, but meh. I don't know.
You're always saying that I want to go anyway, aren't you?
Not Legion Fall.
Oh, right.
And my inscription isn't capped either.
That's something else I gotta work on.
Yeah.
My professions in general, none of them were capped.
Oh, well, why not?
Doesn't help that in Cataclysm. I want to say, yeah, in Cataclysm, I switched my main from mining blacksmith to blacksmith Denji, because I leveled up a shaman and did double gathering on my shaman.
Yeah,
and now my shaman is still at level 100. I haven't touched the shaman yet.
Maybe you should play him.
Yeah, well, I mean, I'm leveling my my priest right now is mining jewel crafting.
Oh. Okay, that makes sense.
Yeah, I figured. Yeah, I'm really. I figured that I'm really into the priest right now.
Yeah.
So I may as well help out my other tunes by getting the mining under.
But you don't want to do Ellie for the chain lightning spam? I mean, you've seen Anna in our raids.
Oh my goodness. Yeah. Gee, that's just insane.
Yeah?
AoE heavy fights, all I see is lightning everywhere.
Especially when it pulls other mobs.
Yeah.
See, you should totally play a shaman.
I do miss playing the Shaman. I was in Huntsman when I played it, though.
Yeah. That's mostly what I've played, too. They're fun.
Yeah. No arguing that. So the earnings call, that was a thing that happened, right?
It is that time of the quarter.
Yep. Mm-hmm. Really, I didn't even realize that a quarter had gone by until this came out. Like, oh yeah, I guess that was a thing. So anyway, there's a bunch of great news over from the Blizzard front of the Activision Blizzard earnings call. First off, Overwatch is now their $8 billion franchise in Activision Blizzard's portfolio, which is just insane. First of all, having 8 franchises worth $1 billion or more. It's a lot of money, man. And Warcraft specific stuff, they did mention that time spent year over year in Warcraft and with Legion has grown. And one thing that had me a little confused, because I felt like how Legion was doing it warranted a better description other than Legion's overall performance is slightly ahead of the prior expansion. I don't know.
Yeah, that kind of stumps me. Like, maybe just so many people started off with Wrath Warlords because they had high expectations, and then it didn't meet the expectations. I don't know.
So it's kind of tempered their expectations and how they're assessing Legion as a result?
Yeah, just because, like, it was heavy-loaded from the front, and so Legion just didn't have that heavy load from the front that... I don't know, just a guess.
That could be it. I mean, it's hard to say, really. I mean, yeah. I feel like the response to Legion overall has been a lot better, and for longer, definitely longer, than what we had with Warlords of Draenor. Warlords of Draenor was met with an intense initial hype, but as the expansion dragged on, as it progressed, because it did progress, you know, mostly, initially at a quick pace, that enthusiasm for the expansion dropped significantly, I think.
I agree. That's largely how I felt. I was super gung-ho when we played it at BlizzCon, and then I just wasn't as... I really slowed down a lot on what I was playing of it, and
considered
not playing it anymore.
Yeah, like you said, coming into Legion, shortly after Legion came out and you started playing again, like, Warlords for you, if I remember right, was the least you played Warcraft since you started playing, right?
Probably, yeah.
I mean, we were in the same guild for a long time back then. I know we've been in the same guild ever since. But in that guild, I mean, I came over to play with you, and you weren't on, like...
Very much at all.
Yeah.
I got kind of burnt out, and, I mean, some of the people that we had in the guild didn't help. The burnout.
Mm-hmm. No, yeah, I would agree with that. That's why I ended up leaving.
One of which I kicked.
That was a great knight.
That mage?
Yeah. love that. So, yeah, I don't know. I mean, it's interesting to me that Legion is only considered slightly... Like, Legion's performance is only considered slightly better than Warlords.
Yeah.
We'll see how that...
But then, on the other hand, like, define slightly.
Yeah. Slightly is a very vague
term.
Did
it make $1,000 more? Did it make $1 million more? Do they have, like, a 10% increase, you know, year over year for monthly subs? Like, they don't talk about their subs, so...
Yeah, them not going into specifics makes it harder for us to kind of really read into that, and that's unfortunate, but I understand why they did that.
And to be honest, who cares? It doesn't matter. I mean, we know what we like about it, we know what we don't like about it, what we've liked in the past and what we haven't liked in the past, and I'm happy with where the game is. I don't care who plays it.
Yeah. As long as I still really have glad... people to play with, I'm good.
Yeah. I'm glad that there's a raid team that I can run with every week. I may not be the best. Like, I'm not nearly what I used to be, but...
Priorities change. That's just part of life progressing.
Yeah. No, that's true, too.
And we've got a group that fortunately allows us to live with that.
Yeah.
Do that. Can't say enough good things about our group of people right now.
The other thing is that in our group, like, we're not doing stupid things. We're not making the same mistake over and over. Well, unless you're me when I like to get kicked back by Scorpion, but I didn't do that last week.
There you go. Improvement.
So that's progress, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Anyway, another great thing about a Warcraft-related franchise is Hearthstone. In April, with the release of the Journey to Un'Goro expansion, they set a record for daily active users, which is great. I mean, we're how far into the life cycle of Hearthstone, and they're still gaining more and more players? That's great.
Yeah, it's always nice when to see... But always nice when we get to see them have success.
Mm-hmm. In terms of just raw revenue, though, Blizzard is doing great. In-game revenue has increased 25% year-over-year, primarily driven by Overwatch and World of Warcraft. And Overwatch, I can definitely attest to that. Oh my god, so much money. Just give me all the skins. So many loot boxes. And I'm sure
They're making good money off that one.
And I'm sure the change to tokens, especially with the Blizzard the Blizzard balance that they use for now, I'm sure that's helping drive the World of Warcraft in-game revenue as well.
I'm sure.
Yeah, I mean those were the big Blizzard-related highlights from the earnings call, and yeah, a lot of good things coming from Blizzard. A lot of good news for Blizzard, which is great. I want them to keep making Warcraft, and I want them to keep making Overwatch stuff. And yeah, Heroes and Hearthstone I'll take too. Actually, everything I'll take. Just give me more games, Blizz. It's well established, and I'll just throw money at you. See the last year of me being on this show.
Yeah, you spent a bit of money with them.
A little bit.
It's been entertaining.
Hey, I resisted the last time you sent me a link of them selling stuff. I'm proud of myself for that.
Good for you.
I mean,
you were able to resist the urge.
I mean, resist, or I just didn't have the extra money to do it. I mean, doesn't matter the way you look at it. The point is, I managed to not spend anything.
You know, D.Va looks really cool as a Funko Pop.
Quite you.
And Reinhardt looks awesome.
Uh huh. Yes. I bet. I'm not gonna do it. Nope.
I'll bring my new set with me to our next meetup and take a look.
Mm-hmm. Not gonna do it.
Are you giving that set away?
No.
He will at the end of the night. he might not know it.
Okay.
Nice.
That sounds like a threat to me, but okay.
It's not a threat.
It's a promise. It's just an observation. Oh my.
I am only upset that the two of the exclusives, two or three exclusives, were already on sale and I did not know about them. The May Mid Blizzard, the Reinhardt without his helmet. And there's another one that are exclusives to specific sites that I didn't know about.
Oh, that's too bad.
Yeah, but the D.Va in the carbon fiber frame and Titanium Farah are going to be Blizzard Con exclusives. So that should be awesome. Anyways, Blizzard makes money off of all of us. Let's put it that way.
Mm-hmm.
Except for Fandath, who doesn't, like, pay for anything except for... Well, no, he doesn't pay for anything, right?
Expansions. I pay for monthly sub and expansions.
So you do pay for expansions and your subs unless you buy a token. Unless you're buying a token, right?
Yeah.
But then somebody else spent that money.
Still, he is not giving the money directly.
He contributed.
I guess.
Yeah, I helped. I don't know.
That's good.
Big deal is here. I helped.
All right. We'll give you credit.
Thank you. I appreciate that.
All right. Anything else on that earnings call there, guys?
No, I think that pretty much covered it. But, yeah.
Cool. All right. So moving on to the next topic. Blizzard took some action over the weekend. And I want to say on the record, I am extremely proud of them for doing so. I have long had issues with the idea of win trading. Blizzard also has had long issues of... long-standing issues with folks who do win trading. And they did some major banning of people who are guilty of doing so. So Ornix posted the following on the forums 3 days ago. We've recently taken action against a number of accounts involved in win trading in raided battlegrounds. It is a clear violation of the World of Warcraft Terms of Service, as well as the spirit of competitive play. And this goes on to say kind of why different people got different punishments. Players who were basically trading wins for real-world currency, and those players got permanent closures of their accounts. And there was also people who got simply their ratings rolled back, whose punishments were not quite as severe. But overall, I'm very happy that, for the most part, I feel that the proper punishments seem to have been handed out. What do you guys think?
Yeah, win trading sucks. I mean, it's one of those instances where I just don't see the point of doing it.
Well, and before it was for people that were trying to climb up in arenas more so than rated, so that teams would share. There was no money exchanged. It was just to both get the higher ranking.
Right.
But now there's money, so it's even more serious. Mm-hmm. Not like it wasn't serious before. Like
this is the real money thing just adds another level to the infraction.
Yeah.
Yeah, I really feel like the people who are doing this and continue to do this. I mean, I know I've heard a forum post from people who are like two or three time people who've been punished for doing this kind of stuff. I don't know what Blizzard can do to get the message to these people that this is not allowed, because they clearly are not listening to the signals Blizzard has sent so far.
I mean,
and that's unfortunate.
But at the same time, these are like people who are getting their accounts banned and just getting, some of them are just getting new accounts and getting rebanned all over because they haven't changed their ways. Yeah, thanks for giving Blizzard your money just like that. I can think of better things to do than spending money on a game I'm going to cheat on again and again. So,
well, and it's really funny when I see people who are like, oh, Blizzard just does this every so often so that they can make the cheaters pay again and bring in even more money. Clearly Blizzard's, you know, broke and their game is going downhill and they need to do whatever they can to make money. I'm like, no, Blizzard doesn't need to make your money off of that. They have plenty of ways they can make money. Without your pittance of cash to influx them. They're doing it because you're cheating, and that's all there is to it. But yeah, so if your account was banned, sorry, not sorry. If you got a mild punishment, consider yourself lucky, take the hint, and straighten out.
And sorry for the people who, you know, accidentally got caught in those bans, because a few people did get their accounts banned when they weren't actually doing anything wrong, and that sucks. Unfortunately, that's just... what's the word I'm looking for? I can't think of
it. Bad luck? Wrong place, wrong time? I don't know.
Yeah, I mean, unfortunately, with the way they caught everybody, you kind of got swept up into it. It sucks.
Yeah.
And hopefully it doesn't negatively affect you going forward.
Yeah.
I think, though, Blizzard is very good about unbanning people who were caught in a false positive situation, or they weren't aware. I mean, Blizzard has records of those chat transcripts. They can tell who was aware and who wasn't. And if somebody accidentally got caught up in something, they will usually unban them. So,
mm-hmm.
All right. Well, let's move along here, shall we? Tell us about some upcoming changes to Mythics.
Yeah, so Blizzard isn't super happy with the way Mythics are working right now, in the way that people can do like a lower keystone run, something that's not challenging at all for them, power through it, and basically get three chests of of loot. And so they're making changes to, what was it, only to have one chest that could contain a couple items in it, and then making the getting rid of the depletion mechanic from the runestones, or from the keystones. So if you have a keystone that you got, and basically when you finish a Mythic Plus within the timer, your keystone gets replaced, you get a new one. But at the end of the week, the keystone goes away, and you get a new one in your chest. But if you still don't do another mythic to get a keystone in that week, then it completely goes away. So this is trying to battle people from kind of taking advantage of that, where they want everybody to feel like they're challenged and you know, do the challenge, but not like game the mechanics by not doing it, I guess I could say.
By just plowing through a Maw 3 or something like that?
Yeah. So it'll still be lucrative to do the higher ones. And if you can't, if you don't finish it, then you get a lower keystone to, you know, so that you still have the challenge and you can still finish it, so it's still fair. But I guess the other way is just more so gaming the system. Did I get that all? I read this a week ago, so...
Yeah, I'm just looking over the key points again. Yeah, looks like that pretty much covered it. And yeah, I'm okay.
Yeah, I think it's a good change.
I'm okay with these changes. I don't do Mythic Pluses terribly often to begin with.
Yeah. Well, in Mythic Plus, the idea was it was supposed to be the new challenge mode.
Yeah,
so...
a way to push yourself and give people a sense of progression outside of doing Mythic raids, because not everybody can do those. They either don't have the group to do it, or the right number of people to do it, or they just don't want to put
time
investment in there. Mythic Plus is a way of steady progression.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm okay with the way they're changing things.
I like it. Edros?
I don't do Mythic, so...
But if you did...
If I did, I think I would probably appreciate this, I guess. I don't know. I assume.
Alright.
I don't do them a whole lot, but like I said, I think it's a good change.
Awesome. Alright. So this is something that I know I've heard of several times over my many moons of playing World of Warcraft. And that is the Running of Gnomes charity event. But there's a big change this year. And that is that it was sponsored, it is officially being promoted by Blizzard. And I really find it intriguing. Yes, Frasley, we're all aware that you're excited for this.
No, Frasley excited about a gnome event? I think you're lying to me.
I know. But yeah, basically, Blizzard decided to spice up the path that the Running of the Gnomes was going to be running. It starts in New Tinkertown, progresses into Ironforge, then has Stormwind, and basically they try and get to Stronghold Thornvale, ending up Booty Bay, and see how many can survive it. And this year, Blizzard decked out the race course with Gnomeground Regalia, racing banners, and so on. They apparently actually even added a quest for running through the 40 gates and crossing the finish line. This is really awesome. Have you guys participated in this before?
I haven't participated in a lot of community events. You know, Running the Gnomes, for example, or what are some of the other ones out there? Iron Man Challenge, all that other stuff. And just because I don't have the time to, I'd like to. Running of the Gnomes always seems to make a big splash every year. You always know when it's happening because, it's been out of everybody. I know my Twitter specifically, on the Running of the Gnome days, just blows up with Running of the Gnome stuff. And it's always cool to see the community getting together like that and raising money for a good cause.
Yeah, and the official dates of the event have not been held announced yet, but it should be sometime in October. It actually sounds like Blizzard is planning to do an entire micro holiday around it, so that'll be an interesting event, I'm sure. And I'm sure the person who plans it and everything. I'm sure they're really excited for the support and help of Blizzard this year in promoting the event. I think I'm probably busy that day, though. Sorry.
Busy?
Yeah, I'm sure I'm busy that day.
Running I'm Stranglethorn?
I'm pretty sure I'm busy doing something around the house. I'm busy all of October.
It's because it's a gnome, isn't it?
Yes.
Hater.
Yep, I am. I can't lie. I do not want to be a gnome.
My favorite.
Sorry.
Gnomes, like, if I don't want to do a serious thing, gnomes are my favorite race to go with. Like I said, I always do a gnome warrior in the PTR. I've been rolling a bunch of D&D characters recently just because I'm bored. And I never get to actually play a character. And every single one of those characters has been a gnome. It's amazing. I can finally have a gnome druid. I mean, it's in D&D, but still. I don't know. I might actually do this now. Especially... It doesn't look like I have to hop on a specific server to do it, which is great. Why not?
I'm sure we'll talk more about this as we get closer to the event.
Yeah, I imagine so.
All right. Let us move along then, shall we?
To Black Temple.
Sure.
So this is new. Wowhead released a preview on Black Temple time walking. And so they talk about the legendaries, the twin blades of Azanoth, the two warglaives, which is an achievement, right?
Yeah.
So it's earnable by warriors, rogues, demon hunters, death knights, and monks. Wow, that's so many classes that can use them. I should be able to use them on my warlock.
No.
Why?
Because I said so.
Oh, wait, only on demon hunters.
Disagree.
You're disagreeing a lot here, man.
Disagree.
Open up the mind. Open up your mind.
I disagree with that statement.
You just want to wear them on your warlock, a warrior.
Well, yeah.
Pets that drop in Black Temple will also drop in the time walking version of the raid. What else is there here? Oh, you get the music roll from killing Illidan Stormrage for the Burning Legion for your garrison if you ever go back to your garrison. Kind of just touch base on the different transmogs. What else? Is there anything big here? Like, it's just kind of talking about the fights, right?
Yeah, I mean, there are four new sets of gear that dropped that hadn't dropped previously in Black Temple. That's to account for the tier 6, the tier 6 sets for the DK, the monk, and demon hunters. Demon hunters get two different sets. Looks like depending on faction. That's what it looks like anyway. They have a blood elf and a night elf on the article.
But those sets look the same.
Yeah, I mean, well, I don't think that demon hunter set's in. I don't recognize that.
No, I mean, the blood elf and night elf.
Oh, yeah, they're the same set, they're just different colors.
Oh, are they?
Yeah.
Oh, I guess so.
And I mean, these tier 6 sets for those specific classes. I mean, those are, for the most part, they look like models that are available in the game right now, especially with the DK and the Monk. If I'm not mistaken, they look like they're different colors of what's available right now.
Yeah. They look very demon-y. Very Black Temple-y. One thing that I skimmed over here is that the loot from the Time Walking difficulty will be eye level 900.
Ooh. Interesting.
As far as the difficulty goes, I guess we'll see. Kind of looking forward to this.
Sorry?
I said I'm kind of looking forward to this.
Yeah, me too. Again, approaching some of these old raids at a difficulty where it might present a bit of a challenge, it'll be nice. I tried doing the whole locking my character at that specific level thing. Unfortunately, there aren't many groups doing that these days.
Yeah.
So finding a group to do that in the first place is hard. I mean, I know me and Will, we tried to do an Ulduar thing. We found a Herald group, and it was not the greatest group. Unfortunately, it was the only group we had managed to find.
Yeah. Did you end up getting that?
No, because it was the group was not great. I mean, not to say that they were performing badly or whatever. Most of them were performing really great. But for those of us who hadn't done the fight when it was relevant, like me, I went in there, tried asking for some guidance, and just never got it.
Yeah.
So I'm kind of... And when they finally did offer it up, it was a very quick one-line explanation, and when I didn't understand what it was, because they pulled... And then they pulled right away. They got flamed and kicked because, yeah, whatever. Which was fine with me at the time. I was getting ready to drop the group anyway because they were being kind of ridiculous.
Oh, okay.
Usual raid warning spam in the chat and stuff like that. Typical of really poorly organized bugs. You know what I'm talking about.
Yeah.
Again, we don't know how... what the environment's going to be like with time walking for Black Temple. It could be just as bad. But the opportunity to drop group and find another one gives me a bit of hope that's going to be better.
Well, here's to hoping. I may take my Demon Hunter there, because I wouldn't mind getting the Warglaze for him.
Did you ever get the like Warglaze proper?
No. I've been in Black Temple all of once, and that was part of the Demon Hunter quest chain.
Ah. I think you...
You didn't go do it with Emma? Wasn't she doing that
before? No, I think we're doing dungeons there, I think.
Oh, okay.
I don't think we ever did Black Temple.
I don't remember.
I am sure when she hears this, I will hear from her saying I was wrong, if that's the case.
Well, keep us posted. Emma, tweet.
I will.
If we're wrong, just tweet. So that we all know.
Yeah, that'll work well. All right. And what's new in the Darkmoon Fair there, Toasty?
Looks like we're going to get a new minigame in the Darkmoon Fair.
Sweet.
It's called Blightbore. I don't have much information from like exactly what it could be. But some of the rewards look really interesting. That cage helm that people have been throwing the typical expected jokes about. Looks like that may potentially be a reward from that minigame. It also might be an effect of one of the other items data mined that may be related, and that's the Death Note Reaper. It's an epic transmoggable guitar, which just looks amazing. It's treated like a mace, like a two-handed mace by the looks of it. So you're going to be able to wield that to get... to be able to, you know, use it. Still, that guitar looks really cool, and I want it. It's a guitar, or a bass, I guess. Yeah, it's a bass. And the body of the bass is a coffin shape with a glowy purple skull. And I want it. It looks so cool.
Yeah, I still love my Arcanite Reaper.
But that thing is so... Oh, I love it. There's another thing. It's the Blightbore microphone. Basically, it's a toy that transform you into a band member Devlin Sticks from Blightbore. Yeah, transformation toys. Can't go wrong with those. Especially in our raid group.
Yeah, American Knight Reaper turns me into a member of the Leetorn Chieftains.
Yeah, but I can't get that anymore.
That is correct. It was a 1 year only.
Yep.
But that was an awesome year.
Mm-hmm. I bet.
Just saying.
So yeah, we got that to look forward to whenever they add that in, and I'm really hoping it's soon. Please with 725. Because, I mean, that guitar is so cool. Or bass. It's a bass. But still, it looks so cool and I want it. And that cage helm would work well with so many of my transmogs.
I'm sure it would.
But yeah. I have that to look forward to eventually.
Just to clarify, the Arcanite Reaper is a weapon, not a toy.
Right, yeah.
So only one of my characters can actually use it, which sucks. Because I don't think my Paladin is really the one that would be truly a metalhead.
I don't know, you'd be surprised.
He could be a closet metalhead.
And it's Christian metal.
Technically, he does wear metal on his head, so technically he is a metalhead, yes.
And I mean, there's Christian metal. So there could be paladin-specific metal.
Uh-huh.
What, no, seriously, one of the priests in my school, there's a couple bands that I remember him telling me about that just... They were really good. My kind of music.
Yeah. I used to listen to a lot of Christian punk.
Some of it's actually really good.
The ones that I remember most are The Undecided and Dogwood. The Undecided are from Winnipeg.
I didn't know that. I've heard the name before. I never bothered to look it up though. Interesting.
And then there's another band. What's the other band that I know they changed their names to Arch Rivals, but I can't remember what they were when I first saw them. But the first time I saw these bands, some of the first concerts I ever went to were at the Southdale Baptist Church over by Bishop.
Oh, cool.
Yeah.
Oh, it looks like Blightbore might be a concert thing that happens. Because some of the achievements that are getting added in as we're, like, with this event sound like a concert thing. Like, there's one achievement called Hey, You're a Rockstar.
I assume there's going to be definitely a part of that that you are definitely going to be wanting to do.
Mosh pit! Yes!
Yes. Like, I just saw that, I'm like, I know somebody's going to really want to do this.
Don't allow any ghouls to reach OSEP during the Biteboard concert. Oh, I love it. And then there's perform a stage dive. Oh, that would be great too.
Well, there's only one person I know who is as heavily into mosh pits as you.
I don't know, Fan went pretty good at that propaganda show we went to last year.
I've never seen Fan in a mosh pit. Nor have I heard any stories of becoming bloody in a mosh pit from Fan. So
I went to a show at the Pyramid Cabaret years ago, and the band that was playing was Killswitch Engage.
Oh, yeah. And
it was a lot of fun, and I don't know, I guess I got kicked in the head. I went home, and this is when I was in university still, and I was kind of just, you know, when you're tired, you kind of rub your face a little bit.
Yeah.
I did that, and I had sand on the side of my forehead. I looked in the morning, and I actually had a boot print on the side of my head. I don't remember how I got it, and I wasn't drinking, and I wasn't smoking anything. Like, I was completely sober, but that happened.
Man, at least I could at least when I had a boot print on my body, I was able to hide it.
Well, I put this under a toque. I wore a toque that day.
Yeah, that would do it. Mine was on my chest.
At dinner, my parents saw it because I wasn't wearing my toque then, and my mom gave me crap for it. Then there was another story. It was Agnostic Front, I think, I saw at the Pyramid again. Imagine that. They're a New York hardcore band. One of the big things about New York hardcore, hardcore in general, is circle pits.
Oh, yeah.
So people running around in a circle. And it's funny because you go at a pretty good clip, and if you slip on beer on the floor, you go flying away. And that is, at that moment, I realized exactly how tangents worked. Because you're going crazy in the pit, and then you go flying off in a direction, like, straight off of it, and it forms a tangent with the circle pit.
Kind of like how we just formed a massive tangent right now?
Yeah. Yeah.
Sorry, I wasn't listening. I was listening to some Garth Brooks.
He doesn't have pits.
Oh, that's a boring show.
Yeah.
No, that was a great show, man.
It's called the Snorefest.
Only if you don't know good music, man.
Oh, I know good music. Yeah. I listen to it all the time.
To each their own, let's just say it. Let's put it that way.
Yep, that's right. Just remember that.
Yeah, some people know good music like Garth Brooks and some don't.
No, see, like you said, to each their own. And obviously, to you, your own.
Yep.
I mean, My aunt is, I mean, she's super old, but she really likes Garth Brooks, too.
Anyway.
I'm sorry, I can't hear you guys anymore. The call's dying here.
Hey, you know what?
Garth Brooks isn't that loud. Come on.
End of the day, we all like spending our music on different, our money on different kinds of music, so...
Yeah, that's true.
But I'm sure there's lots of other stuff we can spend money on that we would all enjoy spending money on.
Right? Indeed. Right, indeed. So, Blizzard, I think it was today, had an announcement of a new sale of items coming on the store. And, it was about 8 hours ago now that a couple of folks from Blizzard's product team, or sorry, Monica from the consumer products team and Alex from the community team did one of their now fairly well-known reveals of new items, and that stuff is now on the store. So what you can get, there's a Overwatch Blind mini poster pack. So you have one poster. There's 13 different posters that you could get. And that's really cool. There's a StarCraft scarf, Overwatch journal. There's a variety of clothing, Overwatch toddler tees and onesies. Perhaps a Lucio onesie and a D.Va onesie in case somebody I know has a boy or a girl, perhaps.
Well, Fan, you know what? You're getting at least one of those, right?
Deal.
I mean, I'm buying it for you.
There's also me? Shirts.
I don't think I'll fit.
There's also shirts and tank tops. There's a Hearthstone beanie. There's skater skirts, beach towels for Hearthstone. Sorry, Heroes of the Storm and Overwatch. There's some new leggings, D.Va and Ghost Nova. As well as some jerseys for Overwatch. And I'm pretty sure there are people who are going to be really excited for those.
Sorry, I'm a little confused about one thing you said. What's a beanie? I'm looking at what they labeled a beanie. It looks like a toque.
I'm simply reading off the site.
It's a toque. Yeah.
It is.
It's definitely it's a toque.
It's a toque.
Or, yeah. I think on the East Coast, some people that from our Charlotte office call it a toboggan.
A what?
Yeah.
That's stupider than calling it a beanie.
I concur.
A toboggan's a sled.
I think a beanie, though, is a certain kind of toque. It's not just any toque.
I will point out that they do have Alliance and Horde onesies still in the store, as well as StarCraft II Marine onesies. For anybody who wants to purchase something as a potential gift for anybody on the show who may be having a child in the next, you know, 4 or 5 months, 6 months, somewhere around there.
We'll talk later, Medros.
All right, good deal. Good deal.
Can I just say that Blizzard, for some reason, decided to sell long-sleeve shirts, to start selling long-sleeve shirts and sweaters right before summer?
Yeah,
I know. Could get cold in California.
Cold in California. What, 20 degrees?
Yeah, that's cold for them.
Or whatever that is in freedom units.
Sorry, did you say freedom units?
Yeah, that's what I call them. So 68? That's not cold.
Freedom units. Yeah. All right, then.
It's like freedom fries.
But, yeah, folks... One thing I want to mention before we move on, there will be a new mailing address be posted in the show notes for this episode. And going forward, if anybody wants to mail stuff to the show for any of the hosts or any prize giveaways, they will be the address will be posted in the show notes starting this episode for no particular reason at all.
Man, I got really excited when you said Overwatch jersey, and like that's a soccer jersey. That's not very interesting at all.
Well, it's the kind of jersey that all the esports players would wear.
Yeah.
I'm sure to promote their new league.
I haven't heard anything about the Overwatch League.
Since I think I've I think we've heard a little bit here and there, but nothing super important, and we haven't really covered Overwatch lately, so.
Yeah. Oh, well.
But yeah, check out the store, the new items in the store, and again, remember, there's still the new Pepe that's also in the store if you're interested in that, as well as all the new Funko Pops from Overwatch, including Lucio, May, Reinhardt, D.Va, and more.
No, I'm here to do it.
McCree?
No.
Symmetra?
No. I'm good.
Really? You sound like you're having a strain in your voice there, Toasty.
No, I'm fine.
Toasty, you sound like you really want one of those Pepes.
No.
Wow, that's a strong reaction there.
Possible birthday or Christmas present?
Yeah, I think birthday.
Does he come with a shotgun?
No.
Oh, my.
Anyways.
So, Medros, right, I looked up that news article that you had mentioned before the show, and I haven't seen it pop up yet. So.
Yeah, it's no longer in my launcher. Just to kind of give people who are listening a bit of information, before the show on my launcher, I saw something about new profile pages coming for Warcraft characters. That is no longer in the launcher for me, and the page it linked to is a 404. So I expect that's going to be happening soon, but they just aren't announcing it today.
Oh, man.
So
I hope they took a lot of... I think they hope a lot of inspiration from... this is a Reddit post that's come up once or twice in the past, since the site's redesign, about how they would lay out, and how they would potentially lay out a character profile page. And I'm going to dig that up and send the link to you guys at some point, but the way that he had everything laid out just looks so good.
Yeah.
I loved it. And that's definitely something that needs updating, because those are not pretty to look at by comparison.
Not really, no. But yeah, watch out for those. I'm sure you'll see those probably before our next episode. Or at least some more information on what's coming in that regard. Mm-hmm. But I think that's about it. So I guess let's talk about our second sponsor message, I guess. So our second sponsor is, of course, the great folks over at Audible. They have great audiobooks. The book I'm reading right now is one actually written and narrated by Rob Lowe. It's a book that he wrote back a few years ago, I think back in 2011, I think. It's called Stories I Only Tell My Friends. Elliot says, written and narrated by him. It's really, really interesting. A lot of stories from his childhood and people he's met along the way. It's really, really interesting. So let's give us a little bit of a sample of that now.
The currents of fame, dating, career ups and downs. Curious to see how his life would play out. Sometimes he and I would both appear on those shameful lists of hunks. Can there be a more degrading or frankly gross word than hunk? Hunk of what? Hunk of wood? Hunk of cheese? Yikes. There may have even been a girl or two whom we both coveted, but that was the extent of my contact with him. In the late 90s, my wife Cheryl and I were on a romantic ski vacation in Sun Valley, Idaho. We still felt like newlyweds, in spite of having two beautiful baby boys from whom we'd escaped for a rare evening out. Sun Valley is one of my favorite spots. It's old school, as the site of North America's first chairlift, glamorous, the home of Hemingway and early Hollywood royalty, and boasts one of the greatest ski mountains in the country. I'd been going there since the mid-1980s, and had always liked the mix of people you might encounter at any given time.
So that again is Stories I Only Tell My Friends, an autobiography written and narrated by Rob Lowe, and you can find that and over 100,000 other titles over at bit.ly/ATA2017. And we thank them for sponsoring the show.
All right. Play the clip from last week, please.
Ah, my long hunt is finally over. Today, justice will be done.
All right, so that was my air shadow song. Congratulations to Geotris21. Medros will be in touch with your prize information.
Yes, probably this weekend. I'll get in touch with a lot of people this weekend. I promise.
Did you say that last weekend?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes, I did.
But he really means it this week.
Anyways. Alright.
Let's play this week's clip.
Don't look so smug. I know what you're thinking. But Tempest Keep was merely a setback.
Alright. So, as usual, all answers must be submitted via Twitter using the hashtag ATATrivia. All correct answers will be entered into a random draw for next week's prize.
Oh, you shouldn't have included that nearly a setback. That was the giveaway. Actually, I knew what it was before.
Yeah, I feel like a lot of people will. So I had a gimme this week.
Yeah, well, last week's was tough.
Last week, I didn't get a lot of answers to the week before when it was again either. So yeah. A few tough weeks. I figure let's give everybody a bone.
Yeah, no, good plan.
All right. So the question of the week for this week, for this past week was, with Pepe making repeat appearances in the plushie form, what other pet would you like to see make a stuffed appearance?
Scuffed Pepe?
Well, no, because other than Pepe.
Epep.
No.
It's the cousin of Pepe.
Oh, yeah. Okay, sure. Medros, why don't you start us off with reading last week's answers?
Sure. Frasley said, I would like to see the Ultrak Brewpup, which then included Beerstein. I'd also love to see Blizzard make some more plushies with codes in them, like the Griffin and the Wyvern models. Square Enix makes a minion for pretty much every bit of Final Fantasy XIV merchandise. I have the merch to show for it.
That's awesome. That's a great idea. Erlina said, I'd love to see them do Creepy Crate as a soft-sided box that you can put other plushies inside. I'd also like to see the Infested Bear Cub as a plushie because I'm a bit demented.
You know what, Erlina? I didn't know I wanted that plushie until you said it, and now that's all I can think about.
The bear or the box?
Both.
Oh. That box would be pretty awesome, I have to say.
And somebody who is clearly, you know, got the right thing in mind. Spider Cav. Anything that eats Pepe on command.
You know what would be really cool? Yeah. What are the engineering things?
Like the world destroyer that's really just a bunny?
No. The thing that you put down that gives you the box or the crate every day.
Blinktron.
Blinktron, yeah, if there were Blinktron plushies.
I'd be down with that.
And then they could fight each other? Come on.
Yeah.
It's the best.
Oh, looks like we got a late answer here from Redzian. He would like to see the Wolvar Pop from Children's Week.
Ah.
That'd actually be really cool, too. And next week's question. What community in-game event would you like to see Blizzard support? So, yeah, this is, you know, obviously related to the gnome, running of the gnomes.
Yeah.
And there are a couple other community events that happen, you know, often enough that people know what they are. What event would you like to see Blizzard support? Personally, I would like to see them support the Iron Man challenge that people do when the expansion starts to wind down. In my mind, it would operate very similarly to how hardcore characters operate in Diablo. Yeah. Because that's essentially what it is. Right?
Yeah.
Yeah, I'd like to see something like that. I think that would be really cool.
I think there's different interpretations of the Iron Man thing, though. Different sets of rules that you can do.
Yeah, I mean, you can start the event and choose a difficulty, for example.
Yeah.
I think that would be a really interesting thing to see them support. And clearly they're able to do it. I mean, they've done similar things with other games. I mean, you got the hardcore thing in Diablo and the seasonal thing in Diablo. Why not?
Yeah.
I think that'd be really cool.
I feel like Diablo, though, is made to just grind for items, like grind for max level and grind for items, whereas WoW, there's so much content to always do that, I don't know, I feel like it'd be tough to implement that in WoW. Even though people already do that sort of thing,
mm-hmm.
It's basically just making a throwaway character at some point.
What event would you like to see?
What other kinds of events are there? I'm kind of struggling for something that...
I don't think about that... there's that one event on Proudmoor that gets a lot of attention. And I think they're already doing some other events that are that kind of happen organically. That kind of happen by themselves in WoW, like the transmog contests. I mean, not to the extent that they happen now.
I think my answer would be something more like the Child's Play streams. I don't know how they would implement that, but maybe have, like, Blues that will do something for 24 hours with other people in the community. I don't know. The logistics of that would be kind of weird, but I think that'd be kind of cool.
What about you, Medros?
Kind of go with the live streams, like people who are doing like charity stuff. I kind of wish they'd have a person who could organize with people like that to help them get better support in that regard. And that'd be really cool, I think.
Dope. I can't believe I just said dope. I feel kind of weird about that. It was a little weird, I'm not going to lie.
I will agree. A little bit weird.
Word.
And on that note...
Did we get any emails or voicemails this week?
No, and I'm very sad about that.
I'm going to go cry now.
So, if you don't want us to cry, please send us an email or voicemail. We love hearing from you guys.
We do. It's a lot of fun.
Or, if you're feeling creative, a new intro.
What's wrong with my intro?
Nothing.
Nothing
at all. I like it.
That's two things that have been... That's two times tonight that somebody said something about the intro.
I was just thinking of that. But no, I like it. I enjoy it. Like, and the fact that I can actually hear it again. Because I never went to the Dropbox to play it randomly. Although I guess I could have done that. I do once in a while listen to the start of the show just for fun. Even though we were already on it.
Well, it's good to hear what you're sounding like.
Yeah, I do that every once in a while to make sure I'm not sounding like an idiot. More so than I usually do.
Shoutouts. You guys have shoutouts.
What is your shout, Toasty?
Shouting out to the Hardcore Casuals on Dalaran Alliance side. Y'all are fantastic group. And that's all I have to say about that.
So what you're saying is you have no other ideas. Gotcha.
I'm gonna do a shout out to Gul'dan for finally dying on heroic. Yeah. What up?
What about you, Medros?
My shout out goes to the people of France for not voting stupidly.
Oh, politics.
Yeah.
It is everywhere.
Yup.
All right. Who wants to do the outro?
I'll grab that. If you'd like to reach us by voicemail, you can call us at 1-785-ATA-WOW5 or 1-785-282-9695. You can send emails to the show at allthingsazeroth.com. And if you like what we do here, check out our Patreon at patreon.com/allthingsaz. You can find us on Twitter at allthingsaz. Medros is at Medros. Fandeth's at Fandeth. I'm at ToastyPostyCan. And you can find the network at Dawnforge. And please check out the other shows from Dawnforge Productions, including Group Quest, Shattered Soulstone, More Than Megapixels, and Across the Hooniverse.
Indeed, we'll be back next week. And in the meantime, take care, happy hunting, and we'll see you on the other side of a lot of gnomes. Too many gnomes. Down with the gnomes.
I bet you I can find Frasley in that race.
Oh, I'm sure you could.
I think I can see Frasley multi-boxing for this. Suddenly, 40 gnomes.
Thanks for listening to this podcast from Dawnforge Productions, copyright 2017. find us online at thedawnforge.com.